is today looking at having to pay a lot more in their repayments. The average West Australian mortgage is $455,000, meaning your repayments have increased by about $650 a month since interest rates started to climb in April. The Reserve Bank today has increased the official cash rate by a quarter of a percentage point to a nine-year high. It is now 2.6% amid warnings from the United Nations that tightening monetary policy is threatening a global recession. It is the sixth consecutive increase in the cash rate, which has now been lifted by 2.5 percentage points since the start of May. So on that average West Australian mortgage, you'll need $650 extra a month to service it. It sounds as though the Reserve Bank isn't finished with the business of hiking rates. Let's bring in Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist from AMP, for analysis on today's decision by the Reserve Bank. Shane, thank you for your time. Good afternoon.
My pleasure, Ollie. Great to be here again.
What do you make of today's decision by the Reserve Bank?
Well, no surprises in that they raised interest rates again, citing ongoing high inflation and the need to keep inflation expectations down. The good news, though, was that they have dropped the pace of rate hikes to 0.25%. I was expecting that they would, but I must admit I was feeling nervous because I was in a minority amongst economists on that front. And of course, the money market was expecting the much bigger hike of 0.5%. But I think the Reserve Bank was right to slow down things a little bit and sit back and assess the impact of the rate hikes we've seen so far. As that caller just indicated, well done for locking the rate in. And of course, many did do that. But 60% of those with a mortgage in Australia are on variable rates, and they've seen their rates after today's move, we've seen their rates almost double, not quite, but almost double from where they were just 6 months ago. So after such a big move in interest rates, I think it makes sense for the Reserve Bank to slow down a little bit and not follow the global central bank consensus, which seems to be to just get more and more hawkish and keep raising rates more and more aggressively.
When we even spoke to you last month, Shane, you indicated it may have even been time to really hit the pause button on the rate rises, but the RBA is already indicating it'll go again on Melbourne Cup Day.
It is indicating that. I'm hoping they won't. I think it is time for a pause, not because of Melbourne Cup Day, and I want to go and watch the race, because the experience of the last almost 30 years is that we've done pretty well by gently moving rates. Now, fair enough, we had to move more aggressively this time because we had a blowout in inflation, but we all know that rates impact the economy with a lag. You know, the RBA moves today, I won't actually be paying more on my mortgage after today's move until another couple of months' time. And then by the time I notice that and actually cut my spending, 3 months might have gone by. And by the time everyone cuts their spending and that impacts jobs in the economy and there's a feedback effect to me again, you could have 6-9 months go by. So we know from the experience of the late 1980s, when they kept jacking up rates to exorbitant levels, when things were appearing to be okay, that under the surface they weren't, and then we got hit in 1990. So I think it makes sense to have a bit of a pause here. I'm not saying that they're done, that inflation is going to come straight back under control, but we have hiked rates a long way, and even those on fixed rates. I know there was a lot of people who locked in 2020, late 2020, early 2021, at rates around 2%, and fantastic, they've done very well. But many of them have only locked in for 2 years, and they're going to find when they come off, say early next year or through next year, that their fixed rate will suddenly double or triple from what they're currently paying, because current fixed rates are closer to 6%. So that, I think, also needs to be allowed for in the Reserve Bank's thinking. And it all just tells me either they should be having a pause, or at least what they've done here, slow it down. But I am hoping that they pause in November. And I am hoping also that we're getting pretty close to the top here.
Let's hope so. What indicators are showing you, Shane, that the Reserve Bank's moves on hiking interest rates are working?
Well, at this stage, I can't say inflation's come down, because it hasn't. But that's not the way interest rates work. Interest rates work by slowing demand down. And you can see quite clearly in the housing sector signs of that. House price gains have turned negative in virtually all capital cities except Darwin. Even Perth has started to see very modest declines in price. in property prices, but Sydney prices are down 9% from their high. Admittedly, they went through a real boomer there, but that's telling us that interest rate hikes are cooling the demand down of home buyers. We can see housing finance numbers coming off. Consumer confidence is at levels often associated with recession. And I think it's only a matter of time before that starts to show up in lower retail sales and lower consumer spending generally. But that's probably not going to become evident till Christmas time, or at least when we go through next year. The other thing to note is that when inflation started to take off a year, 18 months ago, a big driver was global supply constraints. You know, anyone who was trying to get work done on their house or get a new car was finding it hard to get car parts, hard to get bits for your boat. Global supply conditions are starting to return to normal. When you look at business surveys globally, they are showing that supply delivery times are falling rapidly, that business input costs are coming down. In parts of America, they're talking about an oversupply of inventories, pricing power getting a lot harder again. Those things, to me, tell me that some of the supply issues that were pushing inflation up are now starting to come under control. So I think we're heading in the right direction. And as we go through next year, we'll see inflation come down rapidly. It's just that we don't want to follow the Fed into what they normally do. Every time the Fed raises interest rates, they keep going until they end up with a crisis of some sort. That's the only thing that ever seems to stop them. I don't see why the Reserve Bank should be sucked into the same madness.
Can we avoid this prediction here by the United Nations that there is a threatening global recession? Can the Australian economy avoid it, Shane?
Look, I think we can. We have in the past. We had a pretty horrible global recession in 2008, 2009. That was the GFC. We managed to avoid that, only just, but we managed to avoid it. Likewise, there was a tech wreck recession in the early 2000s, and we managed to avoid that. So I think we can, but a lot comes back to the Reserve Bank keeping its head, not getting carried away with these interest rate hikes. And to me, that's the key. But the risks have gone up. Obviously, energy crisis in Europe, that's horrible for Europe. Almost certain Europe's going to go into recession. We've seen a slowdown in China. That obviously has an impact on us directly because a lot of our goods exports go to China. And, of course, in the US, it's 50-50. So, yeah, we are vulnerable here, which is another reason why the Reserve Bank, I think, needs to be cautious here.
Shane, I really appreciate your time and your expertise. You have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Ollie. All the best.
Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist there at the AMP, 133-882.